Hi everyone, welcome to a new season of my podcast and show. I am so excited to be back to be learning collectively with all of you again. I took a 6-month break from the first season because I gave birth to my second child, Kira. And over the last 6 months, it has been quite a journey trying to juggle life with 2 kids, work, family. I'm trying to find my groove and trying to find my new normal in this season. And I am so excited to be back with all of you. So it has been quite an intense period for Love Bonito as well. We just launched our rebranding. It's more than a year in the making, and finally we have launched it in March this year. For us, it's a really exciting milestone. It's like a new era for Love Bonito, where this rebrand really signifies the evolution of our journey, who we are, who we've become. We also changed our business model. We are launching 60% less designs now. So check us out and let us know your thoughts. I am honestly so excited to be back. Have been filled with so much anticipation as well. But if I may be honest, I think a part of it is also like I found myself procrastinating or like finding excuses to delay the launch of the new season. And when I was actually digging deeper, I realized that, oh, actually it stemmed from fear. And when I unpacked further, also I was thinking, you know, what am I fearful about? And I felt like I wasn't 100% ready, or I felt like, you know, maybe it's not good enough. But I decided, you know, to just confront my fears, put all that aside, confront my limiting beliefs as well, and to just start, and to just do it, and to just take that leap of faith and take that next step. And I will learn and grow as we go along as well. So here we are. I'm finally recording the first episode to the new season. And yes, join me for the ride. Rich Reflects began for me as a very personal journey, a space for me to document my own learnings and experiences. However, as the podcast progressed, I was deeply moved by the incredible community that emerged. Individuals who poured their hearts into this shared journey of growth and self-discovery. It became clear to me that Rich Reflects had evolved beyond just my personal reflections. It had become a collective exploration of our shared humanity. I therefore felt compelled to evolve this platform to better represent and honor the essence of this collective journey, to delve deeper into the exploration of our identity, our stories, and ultimately, who we are. Who We Are was chosen with a lot of intentionality, symbolizing the essence of our collective journey, a recognition that our identities are fluid, ever-evolving, and really, at the end of the day, interconnected. It serves as a mirror reflecting the multifaceted nature of our existence, inviting all of us to explore the depths of our beings and embrace the richness of our individual narratives. I believe that in a world cluttered with societal expectations and conditioned beliefs, uncovering our true selves becomes not only difficult, but essential. Who We Are represents the courageous pursuit of authenticity, urging us to peel away the layers of external influence and tune into the authentic voice within us. So what can we expect from this new season? We are going to delve deeper into personal growth and development across topics and aspects of our lives, such as relationships, parenting, career, work, well-being, mental health. I think I didn't miss out anything, but across the different aspects of our lives. There will be weekly episodes launched across each week of the month, and it will consist of a solo episode of my learning and sharing or a book review. There'll be a thought leader that will come on board to share with us. There will also be in-house guest expert, which I'll talk more about later. I also really wanted to feature stories around us, stories from the people around us, stories of successes, failures, learnings, growth. And I really do believe that at the end of the day, we can learn so much from the people around us. So this is something that I'm really excited to bring to this new season. And this season too, I am excited to also interact more with you and engage more with you. And through that, to be able to respond to your questions, your comments, and what you want to see more of. I am so excited to bring on Joyce this season as our in-house guest expert, as our personal and professional life coach. She has helped me tremendously over the last 4 years now. Having a personal and professional coach like Joyce has helped me in every aspect of my life. It has peeled away years and layers of conditioned emotional debris and mental programming, giving me new eyes to see myself with clarity and different perspectives. It has also disentangled deep-rooted knots and blockages that have kept me stuck and small without me ever truly knowing why or how to free myself. Joyce's guidance has helped me to identify and work through my blind spots and limiting beliefs, and our sessions hold me accountable to my actions as well. And I think more importantly, she has given me the tools to be able to become more self-aware. And I believe that at the end of the day, self-awareness is key for us to grow, to excel and progress in life. So this is gonna be amazing. I have just come off a session with Joyce too, and we have worked through the different topics that we want to bring to all of you. So it's gonna be great. So yes, it's gonna be a really exciting new season of the podcast and show together. Thank you to all of you who have been journeying with me, learning and growing through life together. I can't wait for a new season together. See you every week, Tuesday, for a new episode.